U.S. President Barack Obama has dismissed criticism that Russian opposition influenced his decision to scrap a European missile defense system. The president's comments were his first on the matter, since he abruptly announced last week that he was scuttling plans to deploy 10 missiles, interceptors in Poland, and a related radar in the Czech Republic.
In Iran, the supreme leader said U.S. officials know they are wrongly accusing Iran of seeking to develop nuclear weapons, and claimed President Obama's administration is following the same policies as its predecessor. Dr. Robert Brannan is a professor of defense studies at the George C. Marshall Institute for Security Studies in Munich, Germany. He called Iran's statement problematic and said the U.S. decision has nothing to do with Iran's nuclear capabilities.
Iran's comment that the United States' revision of its missile defense plan is tantamount to agreement that Iran poses no threat, that's a problematic statement because, in fact, it really, as I said before, it doesn't really have anything to do with Iran's nuclear program. It's merely about the missile capability, the ability to throw a weapon someplace else if you wanted to do that. It's also about proliferation. We don't really have any assurance from Ahmadinejad's government that he would avoid selling missile capability to a third party if it were profitable for him in some way. And so that's a great concern as well. And that's why Russia's latest proposal to become more involved in a global missile defense shield may be attractive to the United States. And I should think that would be another window of opportunity for us to find ways to cooperate with Russia concerning a threat that we both agree is real